Okay, yo, it's your boy. We're back, JD. That's Your Man Podcast, part two, for what you really want from a nigga. All right, so no intro music, no none of that. We're going to try and dive right into it to keep it time compressed, okay? I think I was ending off with Tia Mowry and Corey Hardwick. And just to do a quick recap on that, like I said, I don't know these people personally, but just from what we see in the media, and then we build an ideal of what their personalities may be to an extent from looking at them, you know, socially. He seems like a good dude. Thorough guy. Ain't heard nothing crazy about him, nothing bad about him. His business ain't all over the, you know, over the place. She put their business all over the place. Now, I've seen her all over the place living her best life, wearing really risque shit, in my opinion, for a mom with two kids who ain't got really no body. Like, you ain't even really built like that, like, for real, for real. I have not seen anything distasteful or risque from this brother since she split from him, broke up their family because she felt like he wasn't stepping up financially to the plate. Got out there. Took the ring off, started wearing some real raunchy shit. I call it the Sierra phase. found out the grass wasn't greener. And now is wearing the wedding ring once again. Back on the finger. Talking about, nobody's courted me the way my husband's courted me. You looking for courtship in 2023, 2024? You crazy as hell. You lost your rabbit ass mind. And you wasn't super fine to begin with. You just a half-breed. Like, that kills me with these half-breeds. They think just because you light-skinned and you're a half-breed that you automatically classified as super fine or bad or a catch. No, that ain't the case at all. Trust me. Trust me when I tell you. But she's getting a strong realization now. And as a lot of women are. Meaning, if you're just not out here for your thought phase, just to get your thought on and your whore on, you trying to really solidify a relationship with somebody out here in 2024 is hard. It's hard. I'm going to tell y'all, like I said before, I think I said in the last show, I'm going to say it on this one, then I'm moving on to the next topic. I think real niggas know, I think from my understanding, this is just me, I think she has something in the wings. The shit didn't work out. And now she probably going to have to spin the block and double back. But she got out of it thinking, okay, this dude over here going to treat me 10 times better than what I got already at home in the hand. And it didn't work out that way. Corey, stay the fuck away. Take care of your kids. Take care of your responsibility. Keep pushing. There's some good women out there. And that's just for you. You'll find your queenship for yourself. But please don't stay in a beta male stance. I mean, that's all I can tell you, young brother. All right. Jeezy and Jenny Ma. So this one's a little interesting for me because this is a narrative that I hear all the time. I hear it all the time. I see it all the time. So now you have a couple sisters coming out saying that Jenny Ma, she living her best life. She winning. She making financial leaps and bounds. She securing the bag. Jeezy mad now. All of this goofy shit. Which, if you know certain men, we don't care about your bag. We're like, we don't really care about your bag like that. To where's that's the motivating factor for us being with you. Some men ain't like that. Now some men are, but most alpha males are not. All right. Good. If you secured the bag and you got a couple opportunities and doing anything good, he didn't get with you for that reason. The reason why he got with you is because you sold a false narrative of that submissive Asian, I'm going to stay at home and raise the kids and support you type shit. When he got hip and then you felt like y'all was comfortable, you kicked the kid out, you felt like you was comfortable, you was in there real good. You probably moved a little too fast, but you felt like you was in there good enough to where now you can be like, okay, I'm going to leverage this Jeezy momentum because she's not bigger than Jeezy. Like, don't even play games like that. Like, I know a lot of y'all ladies want to say that. She's not. She's nowhere near his net worth. Like, cut it the fuck out. Like, stop it. But she understands opportunity, and most women do. That's why they want a guy who's on a higher tier, so they can leverage that. So she went out there and she started leveraging it. And, you know, like, oh, yeah, I can make this happen. I can do this. I can do that. Da, 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 da. And Jesus is like, hold on. I ain't signed up for this. Huh? You know, little mama, I want you to be here, take care of the kids, hold the family down. You won't hold me down. And, you know, I'll continue to do what need be done. And yada, yada. And you stay in your lane. Well, she had a little TV show. She was on The View and all. He, stay in your lane. Like, it's cool. But now you're trying to make boss moves, super boss moves, like, you know, and use it off my leverage. And I think, you know, he was like, you know, I ain't signed up for that. I ain't signed up for that. And here's how you can tell this is probably how that went. Because at first, the first couple weeks to a couple months, she was actively fighting hard, even publicly, to get her relationship back. Once a couple deals came across the table, that energy shifted real quick. Why? Because she gained what she was trying to do. She wanted to secure a little bag. That bag ain't gonna last long. I know the two little projects that she's doing. I seen them. They trash. They trash. And like I said, listen, I'm not trying to knock sisters or women and all of that. I'm just saying, let's keep it real. Let's keep it honest as far as what it is. Like, if you was really, really winning out there and you really secured a heavy bag, I wouldn't say nothing about it. But I saw the two projects she's doing. They're not heavy. They're not heavyweight bags. Them shits will probably be on the air for like a year and a half, maybe two, if she lucky. But ladies, stop thinking that the dude want the bag. No, like, dude's looking for a whole nother type of game with y'all sisters. Like, we looking for, you know, the support, especially if we already got it. We're not looking for that. We're not looking for you to be my financial equal and competitor. Like, we're not looking for that. We're not looking for it. We're not looking for it. That ain't what's hitting. That's not what's popping. That's not what's hot. And then you can't force the narrative. Like, you know, you just, shit is whack. It's your fault. I'm going to just leave it at that. So just stop saying that goofy shit. Like, Jeezy, he ain't worried about none of that shit. Like, he ain't worried about none of that. Trust me. Real niggas know. Kanye and Kim, what can I say? You married a Stone Cold whore. And listen, and if you're doing it and you're moving in a sense that is publicity, then, you know, hey, it's cool. Now, you having kids with her, that's crazy as fuck to me. Like, that's that's wild. But, you know what you signed up for when you got with that. Like, you know, you can't be wifing these whores up thinking everything gonna be hunky dory. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand it. Like, I don't get how these dudes is wifing up whores and strippers and OnlyFans chicks and all of that, and they thinking, okay, well, you know, I wanted to be a traditional woman. Like, you sound crazy. You sound like a fucking nut. Shit crazy to me. All right, because we don't have to stay too long on Kanye and Kim, because that's self-explanatory. Like, that speaks for itself. You really don't have to. Steph Curry and Ayesha Curry. Now, a lot of people are going to be like, what? What? Listen, so, once again, another fine example of a good dude. Don't hear nothing crazy about him in the news. Does a lot of philanthropy. Does a lot of charity work. Family man. Seems to have very distinct values on family and structure because the shit he went through with his mom and his father. What can you say bad about the brother? And he's a top tier high value man. This disrespectful chick, this raggedly bitch, she want the spotlight. Now, that show you right there the overestimation and value that certain women carry with themselves. This is a prime example of that. Once again, we got another light skinned chick thinking that she's super bad and she should have all this. No, you're mediocre at best. and you look like some kind of half breed Asian and black Polynesian or something, Spanish or something in there. I don't fucking know. Like, I don't know, but you're not all that hot. Like, you got fat face. Maybe you Hawaiian or something. I don't know. Like, I don't know, but you're not that bad to where it's like you wasn't no supermodel or nothing. You wasn't none of that. You was just his wife. You was just his little shorty. Know your role, play your role, and shut your mouth. You out here trying to garner and generate a whole bunch of press towards yourself. Support your king and that kingship so y'all can continue to move on. I heard he has a real estate portfolio that's insane. He's buying like all these multi-million dollar properties and shit all over. And it's like fucking crazy. Support your king. Support the kingship. Like, what the fuck is the... Especially from basic bitches. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Listen, it'd be different if it was, you know, like a Tom Brady and a Giselle. Like, they both come in with a kingship and a queenship. Like, I'm not knocking that. Like, she's had her own dynasty. He had his own dynasty. Boom, boom, boom. Who can't understand that? Bitch, you're basic. Like, I don't even know where the fuck you from. But you want all this attention. Now, she done went on a couple different shows. She went on Jada, which is a red flag right there within the fucking self. Talking all retarded. She went back. She went on The View and did some real disrespectful shit, in my opinion, and most alpha males' opinion is very disrespectful, where the dude from the Old Spice commercial comes out with his shirt off. I can't remember the boy's name. He played football. Came out with his shirt off and... All these heifers on The View, she's the one that go immediately to the ring and they close up on her, zoom in on her, and she's trying to pull the ring off. This is a huge rock this heifer got on. She's trying to pull it off. And it took Jenny Ma, who's sitting next to her, to tell her, like, yo, chill, don't do it like that. Like, bitch, don't do that. And they all up on her, focused all crazy, and she's just doing the most. And you don't hear much from Steph Curry. You don't hear much from him. When they talk about, is their relationship open? Is it turmoil in paradise? He just don't seem like that type of dude to get into all that about relationship because of the trauma he went through with his father and his mother's relationship, which is rocky within itself. It's a whole story. Like, I'm not going to get into all of that, but it's a mess. So it just seemed like he don't want that. And this bitch is doing everything in her power to do the same exact shit. I'm telling y'all, young brothers, it depends on who you choose to be your queen. Like, if you don't have a good sense enough to secure the kingdom, Monique did it. Did a special, and she did a comedy special back in the day. This is when I was fucking with her, and it was funny as hell. But the point, she was like, she said, white women ain't gonna do nothing to fuck up their money until they ready to leave, until they ready to go. And then they want to make sure they get their half and they get their split, but the money stay intact, like everything stay intact, stay flowing, because that's how we live, and that man got to be in the right frame of mind. She's like, sisters don't give a fuck. She'll go down on that man's job, working at the pizza spot, and cause chaos and confusion, and have that man about to get fired and be going through all kinds of crazy. She don't care. She don't care about the job. She don't care about none of that. And you see it time and time and time again. Left eye with the boy from the football team. I can't remember. She burned this nigga house down. Don't nobody give a fuck, because it's a female in regards to a male. If a male did some crazy shit like that, he'd still be in prison. Andre Rison, he'd still be in prison right now. Shit ain't equal. Shit ain't level. You understand? And I'll say it again, just for those people who feel like they haven't heard me say it, or they don't hear me say it enough. I understand. Like, I understand that women have been subjugated for a long time, a very long time. And I understand they need to get some dues back. They need to get that. I'm not knocking that. And they deserve some of that. You know, get some come up and all that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I don't have to subscribe to the bullshit, is all I'm saying. I don't want to be a part of it, is what I'm saying. Do what you got to do. Go ahead, y'all. Leave these Western women alone. They want a whole separate agenda. It's not building with you. It's building for themselves. And if you think I'm lying, just look at how females are moving. You can't look at it through the lens of Disney, niggas. Y'all can't do that romanticized shit. You can't do that shit. Can't look at it through rose-colored glasses. I know a couple dudes, they don't talk to me no more because I speak some real shit. But they, oh, you know, I got to do for my girl. I wouldn't feel right if I ain't pay all my girl's bills. You feel me? No, nigga, I don't feel you. Like, what are you talking about? Is she your wife or your girlfriend? Like, do she live with you or not? Like, what the hell? Then the chick that moved on to another dude. And now you sad as fuck and you don't have nothing. Your whole purpose of being is all askew. Niggas ain't happy unless they in a relationship with women. And, you know, sometimes you got to take some time out for yourself and reestablish who the fuck you are in your kingship. Walk in your purpose. Niggas ain't trying to hear that shit, though. They still raised with these antiquated values from their mamas, their grandmamas, their aunties, their great aunties, their titties, and all of that shit. Like, come on, man. Like, if you and some fucked up advice from your dad and your uncles and them, I guess in some cases, dudes, you got a bunch of beta males giving a bunch of beta male advice out here. Recognize what it is. All right, so I just felt like that's disrespectful for brothers who are definite top tier, grade A, top shelf, high value men and earners, you know, in all facets, and just good dudes. And this how you represent me. This is how you're my reflection. But women won't say shit about that. They won't say shit about that other than, well, let her live her life, let her do her. But let a dude do the same exact shit where the dude is the top earner and the female's on the bottom, and then it's, you're subjugating her. Shit goofy. It's goofy as fuck to me. I don't subscribe to the shit. It's all I'm saying. I just don't. You know, I'm really on some Eastern mentality, Eastern Hemisphere women type shit. Or Deep South. Either one. But even with that, you have to be careful with the selection. But the averages and the ratios are a whole lot better, fellas. Trust me, a whole lot better. Now, I ain't been to a whole lot of countries. I have not. I'm going to start traveling abroad really, really soon. Probably within the next 5 years, 5 to 7 years. But I've dated a lot of women from other countries who've come here. And it's totally different. Just the energy, the mindset, the ideology, is different. And I'll tell you, young brothers, experience that shit. And then you may find, shit, this is what I was looking for. This is how arrogant a lot of sisters are, and then I'm going to get back on topic. I've had sisters tell me, Jody, I don't know what you're looking for. Now, anytime some shit ain't working out with them, now it's on you. Okay, well, you know, that might be the case. You can find what you're looking for out here. And at first, you know, I kind of took that as, you know, maybe they're talking slick. Which then later on I found, yeah, they were talking slick. But they were telling the truth. Because first you have to know who you are. Then you got to stand on that. And then you have to go out and gravitate toward what you want. And sometimes it takes a little time. You got to wait. You got to plan. So, yeah, you can find what you want if you're willing to be abroad, mentally and physically. You got to do it. But don't let women talk that crazy shit to you. You know, yeah, you're right. You know what? You're absolutely right. I had one person tell me, you know, just a Spanish girl. Just go to Puerto Rico and you'll find thousands of girls just like me. Because I used to tell her all the time, I was like, you know, you're rare. I think you're really, really rare. Chick from the Bronx. Yeah, you know, I think you're rare. And that's because I have dated Spanish women before, a lot of Puerto Ricans. But here. And, you know, I had a chance to go to Puerto Rico. And I came back and I told her, I was like, you're absolutely fucking right. And she felt a certain type of way about it. But, no, you're absolutely right. There are a million of you walking around over there. Shit. Women will tell you what's on their mind if you listen. Listen. And take heed of what they're telling you. Don't get mad. Don't get upset. Don't get frustrated. Don't get bent out of shape. Listen to what she's telling you. Because she wanna tell you. But you got to take it. Don't put nothing else on it. Don't put nothing else over top of it. Don't add more to it. Don't overthink it. Listen to exactly what the fuck she's telling you. And take it verbatim and ride out on that. Be like, word, right? I see you. Say less. Got it. Copy that. Roger that. Okay, we're going to try and do one more. I'm time compressed, guys, so I got to make sure I keep this in a certain time frame. You know what I'm saying? So, guess I should be going off so many damn tangents. Okay, shit. Here's another one. Boris and Nicole. Now, I dare say, Boris Kodjoe is... In my opinion, like I said, I don't have a problem with saying that Fadu is a nice looking dude. Like, I don't have a problem with that. But I dare say he could probably have anybody in the fucking world, you know, for the most part. Nicole, I don't think she all of that. She all right, but she ain't all that. Now, you don't hear nothing about this dude. As popular as this guy is with the ladies, you don't hear no scandals, no stories, no problems, no none of that. He's always promoting uplifting family, their family. And he seems to be a pretty decent dude for the most part. Like I said, I don't know these motherfuckers personally. She came out and said some shit to whereas he don't do like he used to do for her no more. He don't court her no more. It feel like he's not as intense as he used to be about the relationship. And he was like, shit, we've been married like 20 some years. Like, what else? Listen, like, what else a nigga got to do? Like, we both in Hollywood. We got kids. We got family. We've been married for fucking 2 decades. You know, we navigating through Tinseltown. Like, and we, you know, I don't know if they in an open relationship or not. Like, I don't know. But you don't hear nothing about him. And like, what else a nigga got to do? Like, what y'all bitches really want niggas to do? Like, you can't see men. Look, I think men look at it different from women. Men look at it to where we get to a point where we want to get to a comfortable place in a relationship and coast. Women, it seems like to me, is almost the opposite. You get into it, you set it up, you get complacent. Now you want to get extra frisky, like. Sit your stupid ass down and relax. We trying to get this foundation laid and maybe slowly build tiers to this shit. If that's the dynamic that you guys are in. But, you know what I mean? Like, I'm telling you, it's different. It's different as hell. It's crazy. So he didn't come back crazy. He just said, well, nah, I guess I got to step back. Because a lot of people start saying, is there something going on with the relationship? And now, you know, the circle, the sharks are circling. Because they smell blood and I can only imagine the chicks going after this dude. Like, how much pussy he got to brush off. Like, I got to brush a little shit off, but that's a whole nother level of brushing pussy off. Like, that's crazy. And when them sharks started swimming around, circling, he came out and was like, listen, you know, I guess I got to step it up and do a little something, you know, to keep my wife happy. Classic happy wife, happy life shit. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all something else before we cut off of this when they go to part 3. If you a motherfucker that's still out here saying happy wife, happy life, you're part of the problem. It's you. As a man, you're part of the problem. You're steering these young men in the wrong direction. It should be happy house, happy spouse. Happy spouse, happy house. That's what it should be. If you're going to say some simple shit like that. But if you're talking about happy wife, happy life, you're fucking retarded. And then you deserve what you get. Because you can't make that bitch happy 24 hours a day. And the focus shouldn't be on just her. It's you and the kids. Especially if you have an extended family, it's you, the kids, you know, say if it's the grandparents, the elders in the house, you know, what if you got cousins and nieces and nephews up in there? Like, what the? But we all got to put our energy into this bitch. Like, come on, man. Like, the narrative off. It's wrong. It's fucked up. Like I said, we've been raised wrong. Any dude that's telling you that, I'm telling you right now, that's a beta male or a sigma male or a delta male on some simpy shit. Get the fuck away from him. Get away from him. Run from that motherfucker. All right, man, I'm going to get you guys ready for part 3, and then we're going to wrap up this whole thing. I'm going to try and keep it tight, and I'll keep it compressed. All right.